KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
It's 8:02, and it is, in fact, time for the Mornings with Ed show, and this is the takeover portion of the show. The reason that we're doing takeover is to obviously raise money for this magnificent nonprofit radio station, whose really our main goal is to help other nonprofits in town. And it's a total community-based radio station. Well, with that said, we do something called human-crafted radio, which I don't find anywhere else. And it allows you personal, musical freedoms that are not allowed anywhere else. One of those things we do during my show every once in a while, and that's playing an album in its entirety. So what's about to happen here is I'm not going to be coming in and breaking in during the hour and asking you to donate. I'll tell you once right now, to please go to the web, go to kxfmradio.org, click the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover, and then donate, please, in the name of the Mornings with Ed show. What we're going to do now is give you an album in its entirety. And I thought to myself when putting this together, what album shall it be? Well, I got to do my favorite album. I'm sorry. If I'm going to do an album, I'm going to do my favorite, what I believe is the greatest piece of music ever written, ever. Better than Bach, better than Beethoven, better than all of that stuff, Abbey Road. Abbey Road is the 11th studio album by the Beatles. It was released in September of 69 by Apple Records, named after the location of the EMI studios in London. It was the Abbey Road Studios. Now, you know the iconic cover. It features the group walking across the street's zebra crossing. And that's an image that became one of the most famous and imitated in popular music. And it's imitated. You see it all over the web where people are walking across, trying to do the same thing that the Beatles did. So the album's initially mixed reviews were contrasted by its immediate commercial success. It immediately started topping record charts in the UK and the US. The lead single, Something, and Come Together, they were released in October, and they topped the US charts immediately. The album incorporates, you know the album, it's got blues, it's got rock, it's got pop, and it makes prominent use of the Moog synthesizer. You'll hear that throughout. It's sounds that are filtered through a Leslie speaker and tom-tom drums. It's the Beatles' only album recorded exclusively through a solid-state transistor mixing desk, which afforded a clearer and brighter sound than the group's previous records. Now, Side 2, which I've often said is the single greatest piece of music ever done, because Side 2 contains a medley of shorter song fragments. And what that medley is, when we hear it, is really the genesis of the Beatles all the way through the very end. So each song, each note you hear is a beginning to end on Side 2, which I just, that's what captured me. The Sessions also produced a non-album single, and that's The Ballad of John and Yoko, backed with Old Brown Shoe. Now, producer George Martin returned on the condition that the Beatles adhere to discipline of their earlier records. They were really a disciplined band in their first few records, and then they kind of fell apart when they traveled overseas with the Maharishi to do the White Album. And then they found the album's recording, this album, more enjoyable than the Get Back sessions. They had Get Back sessions right before this. Personal issues still permeated the band then, so they were having problems. Production on this lasted from February to August in 69, and the closing track, which is The End, marked the final occasion that all four members recorded together. So when you hear that at the very end of the album, that's the last moment they all performed together, period. John Lennon had privately left the group 6 days before the album's release. Paul McCartney publicly declared the band's breakup that following April. And upon release, detractors found that Abbey Road was inauthentic and had too much production and artificial effects. But since then, everyone has hailed the albums as possibly their greatest piece of work. So after the tense and unpleasant recording sessions that the Get Back album they were trying to put together had produced, Paul McCartney suggested to George Martin that the group get together and make an album the way they used to do it. free of the conflict and the arguing that they'd had during their earlier sessions. So John Lennon, Martin agreed, but on the strict condition that the entire group, especially John Lennon, allow him to produce the record in the same manner as earlier albums, and that the discipline would be adhered to. John was a pain in the neck. He really was. He was a great, fantastic musician, creative genius, but he was a pain in the neck. I would imagine in production, it was really hard to have him standing over your shoulder. So no one was entirely sure that the work was going to be the group's last, but George Harrison said he knew it was. He knew it was. So halfway through recording this album, John and Yoko were involved in a car accident. A doctor told Yoko to rest in bed, so John Lennon installed a camera in the studio so he could observe the recording process from there. During the sessions, Lennon expressed a desire to have all of his songs on one side of the album and McCartney's on the other. That ended up not happening, and good fortune for the entire world that didn't happen. So the album's two halves had what he thought would represent a compromise. He wanted a traditional release with a distinct and unrelated songs, while McCartney and Martin wanted to continue their thematic approach to what they had done with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, okay? So they brought in Alan Parsons. Alan Parsons worked as an assistant engineer on the album, and he later went on to engineer Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And he produced a ton of popular albums himself with the Alan Parsons Project. The first song you're going to hear is Come Together. Come Together is an expansion of an idea called Let's Get It Together, a song Lennon originally wrote for Timothy Leary's California gubernatorial campaign against Ronald Reagan. Timothy Leary, you may remember, was the scientist that discovered LSD. So a rough version of the lyrics for Come Together was written at Lennon and Yoko's second bed-in event in Montreal. And it really was one of the greatest openings to an album ever. So without further ado, join us now as we listen to this album the way an album should be heard, uninterrupted and in its entirety. This is side one of Abbey Road.
Be attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
but a dirty one. Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down on his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that he was dead. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shade. he'd let us in. Knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around, because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. Shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe.
Oh, won't you so bad? so.
That was side one of Abbey Road as we listen to the album in its entirety and Interrupted. But before we flip it over to side two, this is like a PBS show, you know, where we're fundraising like PBS. We'll give you some great programming and then ask you to donate online by going to kxfmradio.org and clicking the banner at the top of the page and then donating to the Mornings with Ed show. Again, you heard, we talked about Come Together when we started it off. The second song you heard on side one was something. George Harrison wrote something. He was inspired during the sessions for the White Album by listening to James Taylor. And James Taylor had a song called Something in the Way She Moves, and that was from James Taylor's debut album, by the way. After the lyrics were refined during the Let It Be session, some tapes during that session revealed that John Lennon gave Harrison some songwriting advice during its composition. The song was initially given to Joe Cocker, but was subsequently recorded for Abbey Road. Cocker's version appeared on his album, Joe Cocker, later on that November. Something was John Lennon's favorite song on the album, and McCartney considered it the best song Harrison had written, and I find it just an absolutely beautiful, magnificent piece of work. The very last song you heard there was I Want You, She's So Heavy. That was written by Lennon about his relationship with Yoko. He had made a deliberate choice to keep the lyrics to that song simple and concise. The song, as you notice, has a progressive rock influence with its unusual length and structure, the repeating guitar riff and white noise effect. You know, it's the second longest Beatles song after Hey Jude. The finished song is a combination of two different recording attempts. The first attempt occurred almost immediately after the Get Back Let It Be sessions in February of 69. It was subsequently combined with a second version made during the Abbey Road sessions. We're going to flip it over and hear side two. That starts with Here Comes the Sun. That was written by Harrison in Eric Clapton's garden in Surrey during a break from the stressful band business meetings. The basic track was recorded in July, and Harrison sang lead and played acoustic guitar, and McCartney provided backing vocals and played bass. So right now, without further ado, join us as we flip the album over and hear in its entirety and uninterrupted, this is side two of Abbey Road.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's alright.
patterns you break down. I never give you my number. I only give you my situation. And in the middle of investigation, I pray.
Out of college, quando para mucho mi amor de felice corazón. Mondo paparazzi, mi amor ci caffè.
Once there was a way get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby.
Thank you. girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
That was side two. And you heard it in its entirety and uninterrupted. That was Abbey Road. You know, most of the lyrics on side two's medley, they deal with selfishness and self-gratification. The financial complaints and you never give me your money. The miserliness of Mr. Mustard, mean Mr. Mustard, and the holding back of the pillow in Carry That Weight. So there you have it in its entirety. Abbey Road, the greatest piece of music ever produced. I was very proud to bring that to you today. And if you enjoyed it, please go online and donate. Go to kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover and donate to the Mornings with Ed show. And if not the Mornings with Ed show, then certainly every show that you hear after us or that you've heard before us, certainly worthy as everyone coming in to raise money for the radio station. So that's going to do it. Hope you enjoyed it. That was side two. That was Abbey Road in its entirety.